Robin Lawless, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Must mention a few deadly ones I've seen on TikTok. If you're doing a bit of home cooking at the moment and you're maybe growing some herbs and all of that in your garden, and you bring them into the kitchen, you kind of have to cut them and take them all apart and then pop them in whatever you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing that, I thought this was genius. I saw a few people doing something with a colander and other people with a cheese grater. Those little holes in your colander and your cheese grater, you put the stems or whatever you're using, whatever herbs you're using, through, and then just pull it from the other end. And there's your leaves and what have you.
Okay.
And you keep them in a little rinse in the colander.
Yeah, you have to poke all the stems through the holes, though.
Yeah, but that's easy.
Yeah. No,
Is it not easier?
I'm going to give it a go now. The coriander. I have like a little thing that I do. What are those yolks called? You can see me, no one else can. I appreciate we're on the radio.
But I have absolutely
a guillotine.
No. That was a guillotine.
Yeah, a little baby guillotine. And just this. So you put the herb on, then you just rock it from side to side and chop it all up. It chops it really fine. It's sharp.
Right. The other thing is, if you've a dishwasher, and despite the fact that you've put your salt in, you've put your inside and all of that in, sometimes on your decent cutlery, your good cutlery, you're left with water stains.
Yeah.
A fella on TikTok rolled up two pieces of tin foil.
Okay.
And put them in the dishwasher. And apparently that eradicates that problem.
Ooh, like that.
Isn't that good?
The wet cloth for the onions last week. I was into that as well. Never heard that before. Just leave a wet cloth on the side of the dish or the thing when you're doing the onions. Tin foil in the thing. Now, that's easy. Like that.
If you're anything like my wife and you have appliances, she likes them all to be the same colour. So kettle, toaster, all of that.
Yeah.
So ours are stainless steel. How do you clean that? Because it gets fairly grimy and manky. Slice a lemon or lime in half, put baking soda on top, and then rub that in, and they come out gleaming.
Right. Yeah, baking soda seems to be the man
this
for
is
all
incredible.
Of this stuff.
And another thing I saw as well during the week, and I went and Googled this, our presses in the kitchen, they're fairly clean. They're stacked with plenty of stuff here, cans and all of that. But the one thing that gets a little bit messy is the spices. They end up all over the shop. But you can now get a magnetic spice rack.
Yeah, I had one.
Stick them on your fridge.
Yeah, it wasn't on the fridge. It was on like a thing. But do you know the only problem I've had with that now? It is a good idea.
It's
but
a great idea.
When you take them off then and you go to open them, quite often they're all sort of topsy-turvy and they used to spill and they used to annoy me a bit. Do you know the annoying thing as well? I have a spice rack and the wood that comes across blocks the labels of the spice. So you can't see what any of them are. You have to take them all out.
Well, this particular one I saw was a stainless steel one. And the spices themselves were in a stainless steel container,
so
which you'd have to label yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which are good. Why are you doing that to me?
Robin.
Ruining them.
I'm pivoting
all over me spice rack.
No, I'm having an old chat with you about them. They're very good. And I actually love the tin foil in the dishwasher one.
Yeah.
I'm going to be trying that.
Well, try
That's
it. And let me know how you get on. If you've got water stains on your cutlery, try that. And tell us tomorrow morning. And if you've got home hacks for us, please let us know. StudioRadioCentre.ie if you want to send an email. You can text, WhatsApp or voice note 087-77-11-103.
Robin Lawless, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.